safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
Everybody to the Shizzo. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Hold on, with my background music. Boom. There it is. Yeah. Welcome everybody to the show, man. Thanks for tuning in. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. All right. Shouts out to everybody that's already on the phone line. The number to dial into the show, of course, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. All right. Episode 263. It takes a village. It takes a village. And what I'm going to be talking about tonight, basically, hold on a second. It was spawned. Hold on a second. Okay, yeah. So it was spawned by a couple of events that just happened recently here in the news that I saw that's just, you know, particularly disturbing. Of course, there was a kid went ballistic up in Ohio and shot up his school, you know, killed a couple of classmates, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Another Columbine, you feel me? And another story that caught my attention, and I hate the fact that it was just it via World Star, but yeah, whatever. There was another kid. This kid just completely went ballistic, you know what I'm saying? And basically killed his own moms, 14-year-old kid. Killed his own moms with a shotgun, because she was trying to keep him out of the streets and stop him from joining the gang. You feel what I'm saying? Now, what I'm going to be talking about on the show is not, I guess it's not particularly about violence with kids, you feel me? But everything, there's cause and effect, basically. There's cause and effect in life. You feel what I'm saying? Because we do this or because we don't do this or whatever decisions we make or whatever, it affects other things in the future. You know what I'm saying? What we do now has a ripple effect for the most part. That's how it works. And with us, with our people, which is, when I say our people, I do be talking about black people because, frankly, over 90% of my listening audience, they're black. You know what I'm saying? They're all over the country, but they're most of the time black. But I do have some white people who actually call into the show faithfully, and shouts out to them. And I don't ever want to exclude them in my conversations. But what I'm saying is, when I say us, I'm talking like black people. But this really doesn't stop with black people. It's just a problem that I feel that as black people, we really, really need to get a handle on. And it's about, the name of the show, It Takes a Village, is basically about, and I'm going to get ready to read the synopsis, what I'm going to be talking about, right? It's basically the fact that parents can't do it alone, all right? And I don't think that society and the world was meant for, parents need to be responsible for their kids, but I don't think that parenting, discipline, direction, you feel me, stops with the parents. And I don't think it should stop. I think it's actually incumbent upon the rest of the world and society to kind of sort of take kids, especially we're talking about kids here, kids, people, not grown-ups, who've already matured enough to make rational decisions or whatever, but kids, and try to guide them in the right path and stop them from doing destructive behavior, even if it's not your damn kid. Okay? So that's what we're going to be talking about here tonight on K1's Internet Radio. Of course, you know, K1's Internet Radio, this is the platform for, yes, indie music. It's our two music segment, Illa Kill and The Subway, all right? excuse me. One of the core missions is to expose independent artists, you know? But the other thing is to kind of be informative about stuff that's going on in the community with our people. Now, before I get ready to read this, I'm going to go into a song real quick, and I'm going to come right back, all right? And then we're going to go ahead and get into the show right here. Talk about us holding us down. Episode 263. Welcome everybody to the show. Alright. So let me go ahead and read the synopsis. We got people on the phones and they're ready to talk. Let me break down what I'm talking about with episode 263, It Takes a Village. Alright. So have you ever wanted to beat someone else's kids? Just give them a combo. You ever did that? You ever just wanted to just see? You ever see a kid doing some shit and you just wanted to, you don't want to just fuck him up? I understand. You feel me? I mean, you saw a child acting so outrageous that you literally wanted to whoop him with a belt, with your hand, anything. But when you saw the child acting this way and you wanted to correct him, you stopped. You didn't do it. Right. Why? Why? Why didn't you do it? You scared of being locked up? Is somebody going to try to lock you up for doing something to the child? Abusing the child or anything like that right there? They was clearly acting out of line, but you didn't do it. The reason why you didn't do it, ladies and gentlemen, is because it wasn't your child. And that is indeed the problem. I want you to stay with me, people, because I'm going to be serious about what I'm talking about and what I'm going to be saying next. We as a people are failing to give our kids a fair shot. Our kids are joining gangs, disrespecting adults and authority figures, and we fuel those flames by having one of the most destructive stances ever thought up. Nobody better not touch my child. That stance is the absolute dumbest shit I ever heard in my life for a plethora of reasons. All right? No one can be around their kids 24/7. So we ship them to schools, events, even outside the neighborhood, and our eyes are not with them. We hope, expect them to act accordingly because we like to feel like we raised them well. Some of us did. Some motherfuckers ain't doing nothing. Y'all ain't raising them, so that's why they off the chain. But some of us that even get into trouble were raised well by good parents, you know. But what if they decide to just say, man, the hell with what mama and daddy them did, or maybe they gave in to peer pressure, or whatever. They fucking up. They're out in the streets and they fucking up. All right? They in the store or the mall, whatever. All right? But what if they do this and another adult is around? At this point, your kids are acting up. They're in the mall causing a fucking scene, creating havoc, being disrespectful, acting just rambunctious for no fucking reason. All right? You feel me? At this point, if there's an adult that's responsible, non-abusive, rational, you feel me? You would think they would interject on bad behavior, you know, for the absent parent, you know? In a perfect world, it would be okay. That would be the thing to do when people see kids, minors, obvious minors, acting crazy, and there are adults around, then the adult would be like, yo, what are you doing? Stop that right now, you feel me? And then kids would be like, oh, you know, and they would actually fear that adult, fear that authority figure, without them having to have a fucking badge on. Sometimes motherfuckers don't even care about that. That would be an ideal situation, but it's just not like that. You know? It's just not like that. Okay? A study shows that, more than ever, adults are less likely to correct a child that isn't their own if they're acting bad, even if they see that it's harmful to them and to others because of the way society is now. Society has gone so far away from the neighbor being able to discipline the kid or tell the kid, you know, what are you doing, you know, to stop kids from doing things. Now, people are far less likely to intervene with bad behavior by kids, not their kid. And not because they don't care. Sometimes parents care, but they worry about a backlash from either the idiot parent who doesn't want anybody to correct their fucking bad kid. Some legal ramifications, anything. It's just too many reasons for them not to do it now. And it's not just their fault. They can really care, but they're gonna err on the side of caution because of the way society is right now. And that's the whole point that I'm talking about on the show. You feel me? This has got to change. This has got to change. And especially with my people, black people. You feel me? But white people too. You know, I love all cool people. But with black people, we come from a tribal past. You know what I'm saying? We were in tribes. All our kids were raised in a community, and everybody cared about other people's kids like they were their kids. You know, I grew up on the street. I'm from a small town, and I know it's different for people who grew up in, say, L.A. or New York. It's not the same thing. I grew up in Panama City, Florida. It's small. And everybody on the street that I grew up on knows everybody. If they've been living there 30, 40 years at least. You know, we've got a couple of new people on the street now because they built some new spots and stuff down there. But the people who were there for 30, 40 years, they could correct me. If we was outside doing something crazy, and one of those other adults that lived on that street saw us, they would tell us, what the hell y'all doing? Y'all better stop. And they would come over there, and if they had to, walk over there and jack our little asses up. You know what I'm saying? Now, especially in big cities, especially, and maybe it does have a lot to do with where you live. I'm not going to try to act like it doesn't matter when you live in a city like Atlanta, which is where I live now, and I don't even, not one of my neighbors even knows my kid's name, let alone feel like they are comfortable enough and in the position enough to stop them if they're doing something, I guess. They don't even know my child's name. On my street growing up, everybody knew my name. You feel me? So it is a big difference. It's not the same thing. I understand that. I get that it's a different time. Living in a bigger city, things are different. Everything's not the same. But this really is a problem, and it's really a problem with black people. Now, we've got a plethora of problems as black people. We got a whole range of issues. You know what I'm saying? It's not just that what I'm talking about tonight. We've got a whole bunch of other stuff that's going on. You feel me? But the sense of community, first of all, has broken completely down. The sense of family, first of all. I know black people, you know, who won't even let family members discipline their kid. Like, they cousin or they aunt can't whoop their motherfucking kid or some shit like that. So that in itself is just crazy, because that's your actual family, you know, and you don't even allow people. I know people who don't even allow anyone except the mom or the dad immediately to discipline their kids. You feel what I'm saying? And that's their family. You know what I'm saying? And so it trickles down and it goes over and it overflows into a bigger picture. Back when people felt like they could check other people's kids, bottom line, crime was down. That's indisputable evidence. Everybody knows that. Kids didn't get into as much serious trouble as they do now. You feel what I'm saying? You know? They didn't have as many gangs and stuff like that going on, because, you know, you see a pack of fucking six boys over here walking down the street, terrorized neighborhood or whatever. You say, well, what the hell y'all doing? What the hell y'all got going on? You broke that shit up, you know? Now, it could cost you your life. The situation now has gotten so far out of control that what I'm saying tonight, honestly, I don't even feel is accomplishable at this particular point in society. You feel what I'm saying? But I do feel like it needs to be said. I know people say it all the time, and I want to try and work on it with my immediate circle of people. You know what I'm saying? I would like, at least, I have, like, my friends, I got a couple of friends that I feel like I can trust and say, look, you know, my son, if you see my son, you know, out there wild now, whatever, you know, gonna sit his little ass down or stop doing that or whatever, you feel me? I got a couple of friends where I feel like, we'll do it right now. And I will say that same thing to kids. If I was to see their kids out, and I'd be like, yo, what the hell are you doing? And I check them because I know them. But I would never, ever really right now at this point do it with a total stranger. For instance, my son plays Little League basketball. We were at his game. He had a game this past weekend. Big game. Shouts out to him. Game winning three on the round, though. Shouts out to him for that. Still talking to my dad. I'm still on that. But we were at a game, and this little kid, like maybe 3 years, maybe four, maybe. He was bouncing the ball over by the court. These kids are playing basketball, so, you know, you can't bounce the ball by the fucking court, because the ball might run out there, and one of them might, you know, not see it day until they play and then hurt themselves or whatever. So me, I'm standing right there. First of all, with me, I've actually coached Little League basketball and stuff like that right there, so I got no problem yelling at other people's kids. Because when I was coaching, I would yell at other people's kids with some of them standing right there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really cuss at them because it was basketball. If it was on the football field, I might shoot them a cuss word or two, because, you know, coaches cuss kids out on the football field. It is what it is. But I never really cussed at their kids, but I would fuss their kids out right there in front of them, because I was an authority figure and they gave me that because I was the coach. They were taking direction from me. But this was a kid who I didn't even know. I seen who he was with right there, and they see that he's bouncing the ball way too close to the court. He's not even supposed to have the ball. First of all, he went over and got the damn ball. They didn't say nothing to him when he got that, and then he's bouncing it in the middle of the game right by the court side. So I, you know, little big kid, I didn't say get your little ass over there and sit the fuck down. No, I didn't say all I said was, back up, little man, go bounce that ball over there, because I don't want you to let it go on the court. You should have seen the dirty, nasty-ass motherfucking look the motherfucking parent, or I don't even know, that couldn't have been his parent because she was just too old. Must have been his grandmama. So that means, you know, I don't know where the fuck his mama the man. You know. But grandmama got the baby at the game. Whatever. And she just gave me the nastiest unit ever, because all I did was tell him to move back. Yes, I told him to move back because you fucking sitting right here seeing this little kid do something that obviously is you just, you know, he doesn't need to do that. You feel me? And the ref had already told the little kid one time to back up, you know, get him, you know, move away. You feel me? And then the little motherfucker went over there and got the damn ball again and came right back. So since you're going to sit your fucking ass right here and let the little boy bounce the motherfucking ball like you don't see this little motherfucker, I took it upon my motherfucking self to say to the little kid, back up, man. Back up, little man. You feel me? But I said it with authority and bass in my voice because that was the second time he had to be told, and your motherfucking mama, whoever the fuck else, sitting there and they're not saying shit. Now, I didn't yell at him. But I just told him to back up. And from that point on, he just kind of took it and walked over to a whole other little area and started bouncing it. Wasn't hard to do. I don't feel like I should have even had to do it because he was right there with an authority figure that he came with. But the point was the look. It was the look. The look. The look. The who you think you're talking to. She wanted to say it. It was so fucking, it was right on the tip of her tongue, Charlie. I'm telling you. She wanted to say something to me about saying something to him. And I didn't even say it nastily. But she wanted to, but I was, I don't know if in her brain she was processing the fact that, A, I'm right. Because he doesn't need to be bouncing the ball. B, this is the second time he had to be told by someone. And C, I don't know what C is. Why didn't you fucking say it? But it was just that instant. There was just that one little thing that made me think, like, why she giving me that unit? You know, why would you even... If maybe I can understand if you were distracted doing something else and then, you know, whatever. But the point is, I wasn't telling the kid anything to hurt the kid. I was telling him something to actually stop him getting hurt because those boys could have been chasing a foul, a runaway basketball, and plowed into his little ass. The point is, the look she gave me when I said that to the kid was like, yo, really? You really look like you got a problem with what I just told him. You feel what I'm saying? I look back at her like, you know, and I just looked at her like I gave her the unit back, like, and just crossed my arms, like, okay, whatever. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? But just that, in that instance, that's what I'm talking about. You feel me? It's always, you see it all the time. People always never, I remember one time me and my son, we were at a GameStop. He loves video games. Me, my son, and my daughter, we was at a GameStop. And the clerk, he was a black guy. You feel what I'm saying? And my son walks up, he's in the middle of a conversation with a customer, and the customer's at the counter or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? I've told my son 1,000 times, don't interrupt motherfucking grown people when they talking. Say excuse me or anything like that, and they'll tell you hold on a second or whatever, and wait for them to tell you. He knows this. I've trained my son well. You feel what I'm saying? So he knows not to just come and just jump into the middle of two grown people talking. He knows this. Some reason he lost his damn mind that day. Maybe he was hyped up because he was getting a new game. I don't know. He just went blank. It's just, and that's what happens with kids sometimes. Sometimes they just forget what the fuck you done told them and taught them, right? So he goes up to the guy, the black guy, talks to another customer, and he just starts, gets right in between the conversation like, hey, can you go back there and come over here and look at this game? And the guy's like, whoa, little man. Hey, man, come on, look. He's like, whoa, little man, don't you see me talking to the lady right here? You feel me? And then my daughter stopped. And both of my kids, my son and my daughter, looked at me. And you know what I did? I said, you know better than that, right? And the guy looked at me. I said, I looked at the guy like, and the guy kind of looked at me like, you know, because when he said it, I think it was so crazy. Because he did say it so fast, like whoa, like maybe he would have stopped his own kid. He didn't yell at him anything, but he stopped him like, whoa, hold up, little man. And he looked at me, and the lady he was talking to looked at me, you know what I'm saying? And I guess they almost expected me to feel some type of way about it, for me to give him a mean look, like, no, don't talk to my son like that. You don't try and check my son or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You feel what I'm saying? And I looked at him, and I looked at myself like, yeah, you know you dead ass motherfucking wrong. You feel me? Damn right. Even though I was standing right there, it doesn't matter. My back was kind of to him, so my son started talking, and then I heard him say something to him, and I turned around, and I seen that my son had basically butted into the conversation because I seen they was talking in the first place. So I heard what happened, turned around, and the guy looked at me like, almost like, oh shit, am I finna have a problem with this parent real quick? But I'm looking at him like, nah, you good. Because he know fucking well he wasn't supposed to fucking do that. And that was the end of it. You feel what I'm saying? And that's how it should be. in society, I feel like, in the world, when your motherfucking kids doing some obviously disrespectful shit or some shit that you know, come on, man. You know you don't let your kids do that shit. I know a lot of kids don't have the home training in the first place. So then you put yourself in a position trying to teach a child the right shit, and they was never even taught it in the first place at home. So then you kind of put yourself in a trick box like, damn, should I check this little nigga out here? You feel me? You know, I hear wilding like this, and you don't even know if his mom or his pops is, you know, has even taught him the right way. You feel me? But as a parent, you see he's going wrong. He's doing wrong. And you know you wouldn't let your child do it, but you don't say anything. You feel what I'm saying? Oftentimes, we don't say anything. And I got a problem with that. I got a problem with it. And I can't fix the world. You feel what I'm saying? But I can fix, when it comes to my family and my friends or whatever, I'm telling them, like, look, yo, man, you feel me? I don't whoop my son a lot. So, or my kids a lot, really. My daughter, I don't whoop my daughter hardly as much as my son. And that is, I can't lie. Because she a girl. Fuck it. Well, I admitted it. My son gets whoopings more than my daughter. Okay, what? She a girl. So I don't like to whoop her. She has to really fuck up for me to whoop her. She knows she's daddy's girl. She got me. It is what it is. I can't do nothing about it. My son, I'm more stern on. Yes, because he's a male and he's a black male. And so, yeah, you know what I'm saying? His wiggle room is shorter. You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's how it is in the real world. His wiggle room is shorter. So his fucking leash is short. You feel what I'm saying? All right? So I understand. I tell people all the time, I wouldn't go for the recommend just going around jacking up people's kids and putting your hands on people's kids. You feel what I'm saying? Because that can cause a whole bunch of bullshit to go down. What I will tell you is this, though. I'm totally for at least opening up your mouth in any instance. Even if you don't, even if they say, who the fuck are you? Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? In any instance. I'm kind of starting, I want to advocate that people just start checking these motherfucking kids. Be like, yo, don't do that. Don't do that. You know what I mean? When you see them, especially black kids, especially black males. You feel what I'm saying? I don't want to separate it like that. I want it to be global and for both sexes and all races. But for real, black males need that extra. We need that extra because we got more shit than we got to face. You feel what I'm saying? Coming up in life just because we black males. And until all of that change, which is a whole nother show, then yeah, I'm saying be a little bit more stern with them little dudes when you see them out here in the street. You feel me? My son has friends. When my son's friends come, I can't even watch people's kids if I can't discipline them. Like if I can't discipline your kid, then I can't watch your kid without you being around. Like you got to be here. You feel what I'm saying? Like with me. So any one of my son's friends that spend the night or whatever, I'm allowed to beat their ass. I've never had to whoop anybody else's kids, but I've had to yell at them, tell them to sit down, make them sit down, whatever. I've had to correct them. If I can't correct your child's actions, there's no way in hell I ever would watch them. But I wanted to be just out here every day when you in Walmart. Even though the kid is right there with their parents sometimes, and you don't want to say anything because goddamn, their motherfucking mama right there. Their mom right there. But sometimes, especially with our people, let's just keep shit all the way 100. With our people now, sometimes, a lot of times, let's just keep the shit real because this is what we do here. Daddy might not be around. It's a good chance daddy might not be around. I hate to say that you just want to assume that every little black boy, daddy in prison or mom and daddy not married, but let's just look at the statistics and keep this shit real. If you in Walmart or whatever in a low-income area, probably a good chance that his daddy, he may not have a male authority figure, especially if you see him out with just the moms only. I'm not saying just overstep your bound and try to raise every other dude in the street, kids. No, I'm just saying if you see a little young boy or whatever, wilding out like that right there, you feel me? Maybe he didn't have that man, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he didn't have that man. Yeah! You know, and it takes a village. That's the whole point. Sometimes, since we got so many women, single women raising kids without dudes around, you feel what I'm saying? Since we got so many of that scenario paying out in our community and with us as black people, the dudes who do have their shit together and who can give advice, who can give direction, who can exhort some sort of discipline to another young black male out here, it's almost our responsibility at this point. Because we didn't fuck the chicken. No, we didn't get locked up or whatever happened to his daddy. Or no, we ain't the sorry nigga, whatever. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, if we can stop it right there, while we can, and I'm not telling you to go up and try and tell a 16-year-old running around with a gang and try and check him on the motherfucking block and get your fucking check opened up because he got a motherfucking point to prove because he in the gang. But when they're younger, you feel what I'm saying? And a lot of this, I started feeling a way about a lot of this when I started coaching Little League. When I started coaching Little League, I can't lie. I had some kids on my team who I knew was no way, before I even found out their situation, I could tell you, I could pick the boys on my teams who didn't have daddies around. I swear to God, every time and without fail, I could pick them little boys out on my team who didn't have a daddy around. I bet you. And every time, I was right. It was maybe only one or two instances where the kid had a daddy or whatever, the daddy was in life or whatever, and he was still just crazy like rambunctious or whatever. Then come to find out, he's got severe just ADHD and all this other kind of shit going on. He just bad. He just can't sit the fuck down. You know what I'm saying? He was just off the chain like that. But even still, I had to assert my authority over him heavily, even though I know his pops. And when pops would come to the practice, I'm told him, I'm like, yo, after getting your son ass, man, you know, he's like, hey, man, I already know, man. He a handful. And he was like, I give you that, bro, because I already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, I'm just letting you know. When I tell him, God damn it, sit the fuck down, I mean it. Shut up. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. And you got to be like that with little kids because they were at that great age where they get distracted easily, so you got to keep them honed in. But when I was, as a parent and then as a coach, I could always tell the kid who didn't have a male figure around. And I would take it upon my responsibility myself, even though that's different because I'm coaching and that's really what I'm supposed to do. You're supposed to show them the sport, but you're supposed to mentor them too. I think we could take that a tad bit farther, you feel what I'm saying, just in general in our community, especially with your peoples, you know, your peoples. But, I mean, it's not going to work if we only do it with people we know because we don't know that many people. Everybody only knows a certain amount of people. You feel what I'm saying? So that's really ineffective. If you want to just do that only, that's cool. But I would like to think that I could talk people into buying into the it takes a village notion. But there is a million obstacles and a million things and a million reasons why it won't work and why it can't work in society right now today. Why you just can't check anybody's kids. You feel me? And we'll talk about that now. So let me go to the phone lines. You dig? Let's get it. So the questions are, would you let a stranger check your kid in your absence? Maybe even physically discipline them. This goes back to school. I'm an advocate of putting paddling back in school. Yeah. Paddle their asses. Why not? Why not? Nothing wrong with getting paddled. Shit never hurt nobody. Well, it hurt them old kids a little bit. There was a lot less motherfuckers coming to goddamn schools with motherfucking, coming to school with fucking guns and killing motherfucking kids and shit. That shit wasn't going on back in the 70s when you could get your ass paddling in the 80s and shit. You know what I mean? They took discipline out of the hands of teachers and them motherfuckers come in there with goddamn AK-47s airing out shit. Three quick licks is nothing. And you always get the football coach to do it because he was the biggest, meanest motherfucker. And everybody was scared of him, so nobody wanted to get a paddling. Remember that? It was a deterrent. Question number two. Do you ever check other people's kids? Give me a scenario. Do you ever check other people's kids? I, of course, have in a coaching capacity, but I have checked people's kids just in GP when I'm out. You know, I take my kids out to freaking Chuck E. Cheese or Monkey Joe's some shit, and I see some kid just going completely ham, and his parents know where to say, hey, get down, man. Hey, little man. Get down, man. Get off that. Don't do that. I do that, but I know people who won't say shit. They'll sit there and let their kid climb on top of some shit, knowing if he falls, he going to break his motherfucking arm or possible neck and sit there and say, shit, it ain't my kid. Question number three, do you think it would help us as a people if any rational adult would be allowed to discipline anyone's kid? Any rational adult. Now, motherfuckers, we just got them and I had a long day at work and they go home and beat their fucking wife and kids on GP. Not that. And you can't separate it. That's the problem. That's the very core problem. You can't pick out the people who fucking just abusive or the people who really have that kid's good and that kid's good intention for that kid. You feel me? You can't pick them out. There's no sign that lets you know that guy right there, he's okay. He's not gonna abuse him. He's just really just got his kid best interest at heart. There is no sign. So since society is just, people are just not tight anymore. The sense of community is not there, and it's even worse with black people. But we the motherfuckers that need it the most. We the ones that need the village the most, and we probably the least likely to buy into it. It's crazy. Let me go to the phone lines. First up, Blessed Child, Thanks for hanging on, homie. I had to get my rant out. So now I'm done. It's to the phone lines and it's to the people. Let me ask you the questions then. First question, homie. Would you let a stranger check your kid in your absence, you know, maybe even physically discipline them, like to get a paddling at school, something like that? What would you do that?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Question number two. Why would you? What's your point? What do you feel like? Because there's going to be a lot of people who feel like no, but why would you do it?
Because that's how I was raised. You feel me? That what made us. We did dumb things as kids. That what made us the people we are right now. Back in our generation. You feel me? Sometimes you got pissed there in a kid heart. No matter, I don't care who you is. The kid don't got fear you. Or fear for adult supervision, they gonna run over. That's what they're doing right now.
All right. Question number two. Have you ever checked other people's kids? Not people that you don't know, like just complete strangers' kids, and they were acting out, and they was acting crazy, and nobody, you don't know where their mama and them was at, but they you at the park some shit, and these little motherfuckers out here just terrorizing the little people at the park and doing some just outlandishly disrespectful shit. Have you ever checked a kid like that and be like, hey, man, cut that bullshit out. Like, stop that. Stop. You feel what I'm saying? Have you ever done that?
Yeah, but I don't, like, go harsh. I talk to them, you feel me? I talk to them. A lot of them listen. I talk to them, man. I talk to them. Yo, this not right. Basically break it down. How will you feel if you was in that situation? You feel me?
You will say something, at least.
Yes.
I know some people. I want to talk to the people who say, because there are a lot of people who say, I ain't saying shit to nobody else's kid. I know they out there. I know they're going to be on the phone lines. I want to know why because you don't want to deal with the parent. That's going to be the first thing they say. Nah, because motherfucker parents, motherfuckers, mamas and daddies want to goddamn huff and puff. And you right. You right. But should that matter? Should you as an adult, knowing that that's a, should that be your main deterrent? You know, it's a good possibility somebody might, they mom or daddy might, keyword is might, because that's not guaranteed, but keyword is might, feel some type of way about it, you know what I'm saying, you feel me? I mean, I didn't expect for the lady who was with that little kid to shoot me that unit like that, because all I'm doing was telling him the same shit the ref just told him, before the game started, and then when the game had already started, and then you're still sitting there, and the motherfucker's still dribbling the ball courtside and shit, so I said, put motherfucking ass. Since you don't act like you don't want to, you can't say shit. You don't shoot me the unit. But I didn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, because I, those kids, my that could be my son that come over there and roll off that straight ball and hurt his leg. Fuck that. Get mad. You know what I'm saying? Get mad. But it is what it is. I'm going to check this little motherfucking kid. You feel what I'm saying?
People don't realize, man, like, you don't want that on your conscience. What you did was a good thing. It could have been an incident if you said somebody running down the court and trying to head to him. He could have hit his head on the wall, passed away. He don't know what could happen.
Yeah, it's a small incident, but you never know. But the point, the moral of it is, you feel me? Just when it's something that's easily correctable by any adult, should adults just correct it right then? No matter if it's your goddamn kid or not, you feel what I'm saying? No matter if it's your kid or not, you feel me? Say something. That's what I'm trying to get. You know, it does. I don't. We'll never have that sense, that strong sense of community that we once had as black people. I think that was the ultimate negative side of segregation. You feel me? The plus side of segregation, of course, is there's no more segregation. We can use they faucets and they stores now and shit like that. Yeah, okay, I understand that. But as Brother Malcolm said, you feel what I'm saying? Once we integrated, then that thinned us out as a people. You feel what I'm saying? That thinned us out. So now, instead of kind of being forced to be amongst black people or whatever, and forced to live in certain places or whatever, we can go move whatever, and then everything now is about just your immediate individual family at this particular point, especially in Atlanta, Georgia, where I'm broadcasting from. It's really like that here. Like I said, I got neighbors. I live in an apartment complex, and I got neighbors, and I don't know any of their kids' name. Their kids don't know my kids' name, any of that shit, and I've been here for a minute, but even when I lived in the house, you know, I lived in the house for about 6 years, and we had neighbors right on both sides of us they knew we had kids. They knew who our kids they could identify them, but they never knew our kids' name. I don't think they've ever just said anything like told my kids to stop doing shit. My kids used to be outside, you know, running in the streets and not looking both ways, and, you know, they just be like, well, that's on their parents. And that's just the way it is here in this city, because it's a city where most people aren't even from here. They moved here from somewhere else, so they really don't know that person's background or whatever. You know, I mean, so people are wishy-washy about it. But I still feel like, in general, as an adult, you kind of got a responsibility, man, as an adult. As a black man, especially when it's a little fucking black male child acting the fuck up. I cannot let it ride. Can't do it. Won't do it. Can't do it. Won't do it. Won't let a little black boy sit up here and show his motherfucking ass in front of me like he ain't got no home training. Even if he don't, he gonna get some to motherfucking day. I promise. And I may get into a conversation with a parent at some point about it, but I can't let it ride. I can't. Not little black males. I don't know, because I got an affinity. I know if he acting crazy like that right there, I know what it is. Maybe this dude dad ain't around and he ain't had no male figure around to put his foot up his ass and all that, and I understand. So I kind of feel a little ways about it. So I'll be feeling like, God damn it, I'm going to say something to this little motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? You know, and I'm going to try to do it without cussing him out and shit, you know, because he ain't my kid. But I can't let rowdy, rambunctious behavior go unchecked with a kid in my presence like that, especially being a black male. I feel some type of way about it. You feel me? So I feel some type of way about it.
You don't got parents like that. Like, I had a neighbor. She knew we smoked. She knew we drink. We was young as hell. She'll tell you, I don't knock that. I don't agree with, but I don't knock that. But we had so much respect for her. She had us in church every Sunday. Even though we didn't want to go, we go out of respect. You don't got too many parents out there like that. I see it in Philly. You got uncles and aunts fighting their daughter battles, bringing their daughter, and they fighting, taking this young girl home. That she lives with her grandma. It's like, yo, when is it gonna stop?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, we are a long way from. We will probably never be a village and have that mentality once ever again. But I like to think that we can do better than what we're doing now. You feel me? But you know, it's got to start somewhere. You feel me? It's got to start somewhere. All right, stand by, bless y'all. I got people blowing up the lines. Hold up, stand by.
Okay.
347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 863. You on deck. 397. What's popping? Who's this?
This Velma.
Oh, Velma, what's happening? Thanks for calling the show.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. I just really tuned in, so I'm not really sure what we're talking about here.
Oh, you just tuned in? Well, basically, we're talking.
I just tuned in.
Okay, let me tell you. Episode 263. It takes a village. And basically, I'm talking about discipline, having a sense of community amongst our people to goddamn check other people's kids and allow your kids to be checked by other people, you feel me, when you're not around. Basically, first question. Hold on a second. You got to turn your radio down, too, because I can hear it in the background.
Who, my radio?
Yeah, I hear your radio.
My radio no. I'm
what,
on my
you,
phone.
You got me on speakerphone then?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know what that is.
I could turn the volume down on my phone. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wait. Well, basically, would you let a stranger? Do you have kids?
Yes, I have three.
Would you let a stranger check your kid in your absence?
If my children is acting up, I expect a stranger to. And I told my kids their teachers. Anyone that, you know, that they're around when I'm not there, I let them know, you know, because I agree with what you were saying, what I caught, the last end that I caught in. We have a responsibility for that, you know. I don't want my child to turn around and do something and someone, there's an adult around that doesn't tell them that it was wrong or put them in their place and they come tell me about it later and, you know, or I never know or never find out about it. You know what I mean? And now my child walking around here acting any kind of way.
So
I don't mind. I don't mind an adult checking my child when it's needed.
Do you have friends with kids who feel differently? I got a couple of friends who are like, fuck that. No one's checking my kid.
I have a lot. I have friends and relatives that feel like you. I won't even say things to their children because of how they take it. You know, they're ready to fight if you come at their children the wrong way. And
first of all, we're not talking about coming at anybody's kid the wrong way. That's the first thing.
What I meant is if they feel like you came at their child the wrong way, even if you raise your voice at their child for something their child did, they're ready to fight about it. I know a lot of people who do not condone anyone disciplining their children other than themselves.
And to me, that's just, I don't know, what are you going to do, eat, sleep, and shit with them all day 24/7?
Yeah.
That's just, to me, that's actually bad parenting. You want to tell you, for me personally, I feel like you're a bad parent at that point. Because at this point now, you're preparing them for the real world. Because in the real world, you're not going to be the only motherfucker they got to answer to for the rest of their goddamn life.
Right.
That's just stupid and dumb as a parent to me.
That's why you have a lot of kids around here. When you say something to them, they're quick to say, well, I'm going to tell my mom or I'm going to tell my dad, you know, because they already know what time it is.
Right. The only time my kids need to be telling me that is if someone physically harms them. You feel me? But if my kids, kids ain't stupid. I got an 8 and a 10 year old. They know when they fucking doing some shit. You feel what I'm saying? And if they don't get checked, keep doing the shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole. But they keep doing the shit because no one's checking them. That's why they keep doing the shit. So they're going to keep on doing shit. And then when they mom and the man around, they're going to keep acting the motherfucking ass when they mom and the man around because they are not worried about nobody else saying nothing to them but they mama. But the problem is in the real world, your mama ain't going to motherfucking, your mama ain't going to be the one, you know, in the patrol car. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Young black mama ain't going to be the one on patrol, goddammit. So fuck what your mama think. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's other people watching. You know what I'm saying? So I think you're not doing your kids a service at all. You're doing them a disservice by making them have a false sense of they only have to answer to you. No, mother, no. No, my kids, you got to answer to other people out here in this world, too. Other people can have a boss one day. You have to goddamn deal with the police problem because you're black. There's a good chance you might get pulled over or anything. You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean.
And, you know, nowadays people are crazy nowadays. And it's like you meet a lot of people where, they might see something and they want to intervene or they want to say something or they want to do something about it. But the first thing they think about is, you know what, I don't know who this child's parent is. I don't know how they're going to take it, how they're going to respond. So they just keep quiet. And this is why we have all these young kids around here killing each other.
Right. That's the point of this show. That's the point of this show. You feel what I'm saying? That's the point of this show. Sometimes, and let me tell you one other thing. I'm going to the next caller. 678-526. 678, hold on a second. Yeah, 678-526 next. And then Michigan girl is next after that. This is the point. See, this is my thing. And this is to my black men, all right? This is to my black, my brothers. You feel what I'm saying? That's listening to this show live or listening to this show, you know, after the fact on the podcast, whatever. We'll tell you how to get that. You got to understand that sometimes you might be in a position to where your intervention, especially with another young black male, may be the key, may be the turning point, may be the key to really, really, really save Charlotte. You feel me? Because if the little man ain't got no male, black male authority figure in his life or whatever, I'm not telling you to just go around and try to be everybody's mentor and save everybody's kid. But you got to understand, we've got to be a wall, a buffer zone for the rest of the world, because, you know, we already done made too many baby mamas and too many, you know what I'm saying, single moms and stuff out here in the first place. You feel what I'm saying? You know, the only way we can reverse it is by interjecting at any given moment and saying, look, I'm not going to let no little motherfucking black kid sit out here acting motherfucking ass. I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to say some shit. If his mama whatever say something to me, okay, so be it. I try to deal with that then, but don't just let it ride. Don't just let it ride. That's my... All right, thanks for calling into the show. Can you stand by?
You're welcome. I'm here.
678-526, what's popping? Who's this?
Glenwood Lalo, man. What's up?
What's up, homie? What it do?
Man, just chilling, man. You know, relaxing, man. You know how I do.
All right. So, I think I want to hear what you got to say. Glenwood Lalo is the homie. I heard one of his songs recently, the one that you did about your pops, right? You talking about
your pops. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And That was profound. Let me ask you this first of all. I heard that song, and on the song you basically saying that, you know, daddy didn't pay you any attention. He was abusive, and he didn't deal with you like that. He was just a fucked up daddy. Would you, being in that situation when you was growing, what if another man had tried to say something to you and tried to check you for some of the shit that you was doing out in the streets? What would you have said to that other man?
Oh, well, no, I mean, that's how I was raised, you know what I mean? Other men did do that.
Oh, they
that's
did?
That's why I say that line in that song, you know, you used to tell them to stop hanging around them thugs, but they the only men in my life that showed me love, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And that was real talk, you know what I mean? They did pull me up and say, youngster, you know, don't do it like that. If you're going to do it the right way, you know what I mean? So, you know, they did pull up on me.
Okay. So let me ask you this. You got a kid?
Yeah.
All right. Would you let a stranger check your child in your absence?
Maybe
physically discipline them, like get a paddling at school.
Oh, well, I mean, school, I think I probably wouldn't help. It depends on the circumstances, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But I do think they need some type of checking. The teacher need to do a lot more than what they've been doing, you know what I mean? I do think that. But, I'm just kind of in between on that, because I'm one of them parents, like, if you put your hand on my child in here, but school, that might be a different issue, you know what I mean? Because they there to learn. If you ain't doing what you're supposed to be in there, somebody need to put their hand on you, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Get it at home or there. So I don't know. Like I said, I'm in between on that, you know what I mean?
Okay. So what about maybe not like a stranger? Say your kids outside playing and they over there doing something that you know you wouldn't let them do that. You know you wouldn't allow them to do that. You feel what I'm saying?
Well,
I'll give you another instance. My kids are in elementary now. Elementary. So one day I let my kids walk home from school because the school isn't that far, right? So
right.
I said I'm gonna meet them halfway. You feel what I'm saying? So I meet them halfway. We in elementary now. Elementary, not middle school. I would have probably did it in middle school, but not high school, but elementary. So each of these kids, maybe, matter of fact, I know this kid couldn't have been over 10. We walking home from the little spot or whatever. We walking him, you know, his little partners in them walking, and one of the little boys just cussing like hell. You feel me? I'm talking about shit, fuck, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? And I cuss. You feel what I'm saying? I cuss around my kids. My kids, they're not motherfucking use a cuss word. And people say, that's crazy. No head of length, because it's goddamn, it's a do what I goddamn say, not as I do policy around this bitch. Try it. You feel what I'm saying? And they don't, and they already, I don't give a fuck about a quote unquote slip up. I'm going to slip my foot up your ass. Don't do it. You feel what I'm saying? So, me personally, you feel what I'm saying? The little boy was just cussing. And I'm like, I said, hey, hold on, man. Hey. I said, why you doing all that cussing, man? I said, first of all, you don't even need to be cussing like that. I don't even know who your mom is or whatever. I said, but you ain't finna sit here and cuss like you don't see me standing right here either, though. You feel what I'm saying? And the boy was like, oh, I'm sorry, sir, blah, blah, blah. I said, man, you know, I ain't your mama. I said, I ain't your daddy, man. I ain't gonna tell you what to do. I said, like that. I said, but you don't even need to be cussing. I said, but you sure don't disrespect no adult and use those words in our presence like we ain't standing right here. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Sorry, sir, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And the little boy lived like down the street in one of the complexes down the street, so he kept on walking. But I'm like, and it's not that, I don't think that was hypocritical of me at all or whatever. It's just like the little boy was cussing like hell, and I'm like, I felt like he was trying to fuck out of me. Like, nigga, you don't see me standing right here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
nigga,
how old?
You know, I'm like, fuck that. I know I cuss or whatever. I cuss all the time. I'm cussing on the show. I don't give a shit. Your little motherfucking ass ain't finna sit here and cuss and shit like you don't fucking see me sitting right here. You gonna goddamn, you gonna play it like we played it, goddamn it. We was cussing for years before our mama knew we was cussing.
Right,
you feel
right.
Even to cuss around them. Well, I only cuss around my mama now. So, nigga, your little motherfucking ass ain't finna sit here and just cuss like that with me standing right here. So, I told his ass, nigga, hey, hold on, man. You feel me? And, you know, your little homie was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I guess, I don't know. The thing that bothered me was, has he done that around other parents and they let it ride? That's why you felt it was okay? You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm thinking to myself, how could he possibly feel like that's okay? What other adults is this little motherfucking kid cussing around like that, dropping F-bombs, and he felt like it's okay to do it with, I'm standing right here. I know he see me. He can't not see me. We 3 feet away from each other. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I'm thinking to myself, like, who the fuck is his mom and daddy? Do we cuss like that in front of them? Because... Or maybe because he's doing it, and maybe I felt like he maybe had parents who felt like, can't nobody say nothing to their kid because I wonder if he cuss around them like that. And if he don't, he's just doing it because they ain't around. But still, an adult is around. So he all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So I checked his last off the rip. As soon as he said,
you know,
like,
a lot of kids, they're not mentally trained to do that. It's just either don't cuss around your parents and everybody else is fair game. You know what I mean? I mean, I know this because that's how I grew up. So I was that little kid once upon a time. Like,
right.
Man, fuck these crackers, you know, I'm 16. Fuck these crackers all in the mall. I did all that.
Right.
But that's because I didn't have no guidance.
And then this show, I'm going to tell you right, this show right here, Real Talk, on this particular show on this subject, when it comes to teenagers, this is when everything get great, with what I'm talking about. Because teenagers, dog, when you're dealing with teenagers, that's when everything becomes the gray area. You feel what I'm saying? This should be, I feel like my stance on the show I'm talking about tonight should be cut and dry for anything that's middle school and under. You feel what I'm saying? Because if you're in middle school and under, it depends on what kind of kid you got. For the most part, they still are afraid of just adults. They still ain't going to try no adults. So you feel like, you know what I mean?
Right.
School, you know what I'm saying? High school, you feel me? 16 niggas was square up and fight. You feel what I'm saying? A grown man, blah blah blah, and all that. Like, nigga, fuck that. Nigga gonna tell me nothing. Nigga might get fly with you or whatever, and then want to fight. You feel what I'm saying? I understand that when it comes to teenage male, especially teenage black males. You feel what I'm saying? You have to tread lightly with what I'm telling you. You feel what I'm saying? So you gotta use your common sense because a black male, you feel me, especially if he fucked all the way up and his mom and him already fucking dropped the ball years ago and he already fucked up and he out here tripping anyway, you feel what I'm saying? It could end up really, really costing you something. Could be your life.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Could be your life.
Actually, it's done happened a few times in the last year.
Yeah.
So
you're
right.
I don't know. Do you discipline, would you check other people's kids? Do you check other people's kids, you know, strangers?
Well, you know, like I said, now, it depends on the circumstance. Now, if I know their parents and I know their parents from psycho, it depends on what the child doing. Now, like you say, he climbing all over stuff or messing with the stove. Well, yeah, I'm going to say something. You know, I might even go snatch him up and get out of the way. You know what I mean? What ain't wrong with you? You're going to burn something up in here. You know, but, you know, I ain't going to just, if he's just doing a little, he might do that little bullshit around the house, you know, when I ain't there, so.
Uh-huh.
I ain't gonna say that, you know, if it ain't endangering their lives or my life,
uh-huh.
I ain't gonna say nothing, because obviously he do that all the time. You know what I mean?
So you don't feel it's on you to even try to discipline other people's kids? You like, fuck it, that's them.
Well, no. Like I said, it depends on the circumstance.
Uh huh.
Now, if it's something that it might affect him or affect me from being around, yeah, I'm gonna snatch him up. I'm gonna say something. I might even discipline, depending on how wild he is. If he listening, then I ain't gotta discipline him.
Okay, all right.
You know, it depends on how the circumstance. Like I said, it depends on how major the issue is. You know what I mean?
Right.
I ain't got no problem doing it, nah.
Okay, all right. Last question. Do you think as a people, black people, I'm talking about, again, I know, like I said, most of my listening audience is black. You feel me? But I do got white people that check on the show, and they do be hitting me up, and they be like, I love the show. So shout out to my white listeners. We're talking about these black folks right now, y'all. Okay? These black folks, all right. Do you think it would help us as a people if any rational adult would be allowed to discipline our kid? Let's just say all the black people just magically, this will never happen, magically band together. You know, let's just take it one community at a time. Would you move to it was a subdivision or an apartment complex, and when you moved in and people, they advertise it, they say, this is a community right here. In this community, we discipline each other, kids or whatever. Would that be somewhere where you'd be like, shit, I want to actually live there because they really about helping the community as a whole. If I seen a subdivision, like the whole subdivision, the homeowner association, you have a meeting and you got a only way you can get into this subdivision and be a part of the homeowner association. And on the thing, they tell you, look, man, over here, if you live in this community, people are allowed to discipline your kids if they see that they're doing wrong or whatever. They will correct them. You know, you're not allowed to feel any type of way. You shouldn't be calling the police on these parents or whatever. That's grounds for you to actually get booted out of this community if you try to stop somebody from disciplining your child. You can't even live over here like that because that's not what we're about. Would you even – you think that could work? Would you live somewhere like that?
Oh, man. That'd be right up my alley. I'd be like Devo around that bitch, man, just knocking little young niggas out. Wow, nigga, sit your dumb ass down, nigga. No, I mean, yeah, I probably would, you know, because, I know my child is going to get raised in a proper setting. You know, he's going to get raised by with some discipline when I ain't there.
Right.
You know
I would actually want to live. I would want to live in that community. I would.
Yeah.
I would buy if I had two houses and they were both identical and the same and was basically about the same price. That would determine which one I go to. If that was actually a community of people who actually said, "Look, this is how we are over here in this community, and this is how it's going to be, and this is how we roll over here." I'm like, sign me up. I'm actually trying to get the house over there. I'm trying to move. It'd probably be a waiting list. If somebody was to start a community like that and actually start a community like that, for real, it probably would be a fucking wait list to actually try to get into that place.
Oh, yeah.
So many,
ain't no question.
No one has probably ever even thought of doing that. You feel me? They got gated communities and all these other kind of communities. How about I start a motherfucking real life community? Because those motherfucking gated communities ain't really communities. I want people to start look up the word community. You feel what I'm saying? If you look up the fucking word community, a lot of people think they live in gated communities now. You just live in places with fences up. That's not a community, though. You know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that's not really a community, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
I would literally want to move to a place like that. All right. Stand by, homie, all right?
Yeah.
All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Next caller, 850-276. What's popping? Who's this?
This is Nick Fred.
Oh, what's up, homie? Michigan girl's up next. Nick, what's going on, man?
I was just saying, like you're going to build a community like that, right?
I would like to have
everything inside that community. You must have shopping centers, stores, malls, you know what I'm saying?
You're
going to have to leave out the community.
That's right. When they leave out of the community, it is what it is, right? But if inside of this community that I would one day like to build, this is where you live. This is where you lay your head. These are your neighbors. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, everybody got to go to the Walmart and to the mall and all that, understand like that right there. That's cool. But first of all, it takes a sense of community awareness in order for that whole mind frame and mindset to filter outside. You feel what I'm saying? It'll never be... All through our society, if you don't even start,
I feel like, because I'm a single parent, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I'd have raised my son to the stream, like, you know what I'm saying? I'd have done so much for my son in so many good ways, but he's still turning out to be real fucking bad.
Uh-huh.
I could drop him off at school, but he'll still fucking leave, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But I'd have done so much for him, it's like, I don't know what else to do, you know what I'm saying? Because I done been done so much, I just don't see nowhere around it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, there is, first of all, what you have to understand, and this is just me as a parent, this is my personal opinion now, only my opinion. You when you raise your kids, you raise them right. You try to do as much as you possibly can, you feel me? I was raised one way, you feel me? But at one point, when I got to be a certain age, I rebelled, I bucked on my mama and all that right there, you feel me? And my mama had to basically let me go out to the world, let me go out there and bump my own head. And by the grace of God, you feel me, I didn't bump it hard enough to where I entered the federal prison. You feel what I'm saying?
I feel that too, but, probably a month or so ago, some people were calling me, telling me that my son almost got killed, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, like, you know what I'm saying? My son's 16 years old. I talk to him every day. I buy him anything he wants. You know what I'm saying? Just,
why would you buy him anything he wants? Why would you buy a kid anything they want if they're not doing right? Why would you do that?
I just stop doing that, but it's just like, you know, you stop doing certain things, but it's like that don't even get to him. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, I used to buy him Jordans and stuff like that. All right, I stopped doing certain things.
Right.
You know? But it's like everything I try is like nothing don't really work. You know what I'm saying? And I love my child, you know, and I try so hard. Like, but everything I try is like nothing don't work. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it sounds like he's got the wall up. He at some point, like he right now he's 16 years old. You feel me? He's feeling himself. He feel like he's growing, and he's not. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to run the streets, and you know it has consequences. It could turn out. Just in all honesty. I'm not saying that, and I hope and pray that it don't, but things could go south or things could turn around. You feel me? I understand. I remember what it was like, you know. At the end of the day, this is what I feel about kids. At the end of the day, when kids start going through shit and they start rebelling and bucking, if sometimes they was raised the right way, a lot of that kind of still kind of sit
down there? A lot of that happened when I got locked up. I've been to prison. You know, but the whole time when I've been free, I always been in my son's life. You know,
okay.
In the time when I was locked up, you know, some of that might have happened.
Right.
You know, but the whole time when I be free and I be out here on these streets, I always be in my son's life no matter what. You know, I only got one child. You know what I'm saying? And I take that to the stream. You know what I'm saying? I only got one child, boy.
Right.
I spoil him. You know what I'm saying? I look out for him. I do everything. You know what I'm saying? But the rebellion, I don't even know where it came into it. Where all this stuff started, I don't even know where. I'm talking about I tried counseling. You know, it's like, I don't know where the rebellion come in at.
But that's how, but I mean, you can't. There is no, sometimes it's not really a cause, man. Kids sometimes just simply rebel. They just do. And it's not really unnormal that they do it. That's actually normal. Some kids rebel and go way, way, way out, and some rebel just a little bit, and they grow out of it. It's actually a part. Most teenagers do it. That's what people fail to realize. Your child rebelling and doing stuff, hopefully, you know, you say he's doing stuff that almost got him killed or whatever. That's too much. You got to get that wrapped.
He out here robbing. You know, he's like bad influence. I tell him, like, the people that he hang around. And I know these people. I'm telling him, don't hang around these people. You know, I can't be around him 24/7. I try to tell him, but it's like, you know, he grown. He understands. He's just rebelling. You know what I'm saying?
You said he grown, and he's not, though. You just, right there in a minute ago, you just said, you know, he grown, but no, he ain't.
No, I mean, like he grown enough to understand.
Uh-huh.
Meaning, like, he's not no child. He's 16.
And he does understand.
Old.
So, you know, your so you understand that.
Understand.
But you understand. You understand. You understand that he understands. You know he know what you're talking about, so you can only tell him. You can't live his life for him. You can't live his life for him. At the end of the day, I know you love your child. I know you don't want nothing to, especially if you out here robbing, he could run up on the wrong one, and it's done data. You feel what I'm saying? And I know you don't want that to happen,
right.
but you can't, see, some people, bro, I promise you, I'm telling you, sometimes some of these kids, some of these jits out here, when they doing it like that right there, and they think they know everything, and they think they can't be touched, sometimes you got to let the world handle them, bro. I know that sounds tough, love, but it really is what it is, because at the end of the day, you cannot live his life for him. You cannot do it. It's physically impossible. So you can try all the stuff that you want to try, but that boy got to understand that it's consequences for his actions. Sometimes some people literally have to learn shit the motherfucking hard way, bro. And it ain't no mom, and you can get Dr. Phil or whoever the fuck you want to get to try to talk to this to him. It's not gonna go through it. He ain't gonna do what he want to do. You try and put him in positions to win, and he keep trying to go left. Okay, let him go. Sometimes
right,
you got to let him go left, bro. Because hopefully it don't cost him his life. But sometimes you have to understand you only limited to so much. It's only so much you can do as a parent, and that's with any parent in the world. I don't give a fuck how much money you got, black, white, or whatever. You got rich white motherfuckers who got kids who went to motherfucking Harvard and went to Harvard and got kids and shit. And they on cocaine and they stretched out here and they living on the streets and they on dope and everything. And they had the world growing up. Ain't never had to want for nothing, and they still end up fucked up. That was their personal choice. You can only, if something happened to your son, bro, you got to understand that you tried your best and you tried your hardest. You feel what I'm saying? I know that's not, that won't ease the pain if something happens to him, but it is what it is. That's the truth of it.
I know, I feel you, but I just feel like it's got to be something else I can do. I just don't know.
Only do so much, homie.
I talk to him every day.
You can, and I'm not saying don't stop. I'm not saying stop trying. I'm not telling you to stop trying at all. But what I'm telling you is, sometimes, man, some people in life, and maybe your son is one of them, maybe he's not, but some people literally have to learn shit the hard way. You can try all you want to, bro, try hard as you want to, but at the end of the day, he's 16 years old. Two years from now, he can go into the military, be drafted and vote and everything. He's going to be an adult in 2 years. He understands right from wrong. He know what he's doing out there. If something happened to him, you feel me? It may be devastating to you, but can't nobody tell you you didn't try. You feel what I'm saying? He won't be able to turn around and blame you and say, man, I was like that because you ain't show me love. You ain't trying to help me. No, he can't say that. If that's what you're doing and you out here and you showing him love and you trying to guide him the right way, if that's what you're doing, then he'll never be able to. He can't
never
put
it. I don't want him to go the route I would.
But you can't. It's inevitable that he has to live his own life. He has to live his own life. You can't stop that from happening. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all ain't joined at the hip. You feel me? You can take a horse to water. You can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. You understand what I'm saying? You put him to the water, but you can't make him drink it, bro. You feel me? You got to understand that. But don't keep trying. I mean, don't stop trying. Keep trying. Do all you can. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, there is no formula when kids rebel. You feel me? You can try counseling or whatever, but sometimes some kids are going to just...
Counseling ain't work for me.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it sounds like you're really beating yourself up about it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I can't, because, like, you just don't know, because it's like, this is my only child, man. I do everything I possibly can for him, man. It's like, you know what I'm saying? I talk to him. I'm talking about, you know, I don't play with him. I let him know what's right and what's wrong. And, you know what I'm saying? I let him know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I don't play. This is the only child I got. And it's just hurting me, the stuff that he do, you know? I just took him to Atlanta, stopped and everything last week. You know what I'm talking about? I dropped him off at school today. He didn't even go to school. You know? Just certain things just make me mad. I just don't know.
Well,
been looking for him all day today. He didn't go to school today. Dropped him off at school. I ain't seen him.
So what you gonna do then? If you find him, what are you gonna do? Let me ask you this question.
I'm gonna talk to him.
Let me ask you this question.
Talk to him.
When he's 18.
Talk to him.
When he's 18, what would you do? What if does he live with you?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. I'm gonna ask you a serious question. I got another caller, but I'm gonna ask you a serious question. I'm not telling you how to raise your child. I promise you, I'm not. I'm just giving you a scenario. I'm gonna ask you a question. If he don't go to school, if he keep doing what he want to do, he talking about he robbing or whatever like that. What would you do? Would you tell your son, look, man, this is my house. You gonna live by my rules, or whatever, or you gonna have to get out?
Yeah, I tried that one time already. That
you tried
work.
It. What do you mean it didn't work?
I kicked him out. It just made me feel like I need to go get my son because he out here on these streets. And, you know, I kicked him out. I burnt all his clothes, told him to go on down to get from around here because the stuff that he was doing. And he's smart enough to know the stuff that he shouldn't be doing, you know?
Right.
That didn't hurt. That just made me feel sorry for my son. It made me want to go and get my son from out the street.
At some point, I'm going to tell you, at some point, people... at some point you will become you're enabling him because everybody has to have a cutoff. You feel what I'm saying? You can't continue to say, okay, I'm putting my foot down. You can't draw a line in the sand and then let him just, you know, redraw the line in the sand back a couple feet more every time. You feel what I'm saying? I'm telling you this because I was kicked out of my mama's house at 15 years old. You know what I'm saying? My mama kicked me out and was dead for an hour and I was out. I had to go, even though I had somewhere else to crash and stay. My mama and my stepdaddy told me, "You don't want to do what the fuck you we gonna say over here? Get out!" And they and put my shit out. You feel me? And I hadn't lived with my mama since. Me and my mama got a good relationship and everything. But I'm gonna tell you what, that right there was a check. You feel what I'm saying? I went through a whole bunch of unnecessary bullshit growing up. That's why I ended up fucking with the dope game and all that shit after my mama kicked me out. And I wasn't even raised like that. My mama was a Christian. You feel what I'm saying? And I started doing all the outlandish shit because I was like, fuck it, she don't want me there. And I just totally went in the total fuck it mode. And that's when I started trapping and doing all that other excessive shit that I really didn't even have to go through in life. You feel what I'm saying? But I did it. You feel me? And what that told me and what that did for me and showed me that I did all that and I came through all right. It showed me right then that if you really love your child, and my mama loved me. My mama was just over to my house today. We chopped it up. We laughed. I love my mama. But you know what that showed me? Even my motherfucking mama love got goddamn, everything got a limitation. As much as my mama loved me, I was bucking on her and her shit. Fuck that. Get out. You feel what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you feel what I'm saying? It was better for me. I'm glad that my mom wouldn't let me just fucking run over her like that. You feel what I'm saying? Even though I had to go out there and I started fucking them streets or whatever, and I could have lost my freedom and my life a couple of times. You feel what I'm saying? At the end of the day, she could have slept well at night because she knew that she raised me from a child up the right way. So everything I was out there doing, that shit was on me. Everything your son doing, bro, is on him. He's 16 years old, bro. It's on him. You feel what I'm saying? He want to buck. He want to be grown. Nigga, let him be grown. Oh, you want to do it like that? Okay, then I'm gonna show you. And then you can't back down when you do it. You feel what I'm saying? Let him get it how he live and really understand what it really means. You can sleep. It sounds like you just, first of all, personally, personally, it sounds like you're being too hard on yourself. I'm keeping it 100 with you right now. It sounds like you're being too hard on yourself. Because if you're doing everything you can do to this for this kid, you feel what I'm saying, and he's still acting like he don't give a fuck, whatever, it's Bucky, he going to do what he want to do anyway, blah, blah, whatever. Well, if you want to do what you want to do anyway, pay your own bills, buy your own clothes, buy your own motherfucking food. If that's how it is, you're 16, get it how you live then. And if something happens, you can't let it eat you up. You can't let the guilt eat you up or whatever, because it sounds like you're trying to do the right thing. You're trying to raise your son, and he's bucking. When kids buck, let them buck. Don't them buck. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you that because I bucked, and I got kicked the fuck out. And that shit, that's what my mama should have did, goddammit. And that's what the fuck I'm going to do to my little boy. Much as I love my son, I love my son. Everybody who know me know I love him. He can't buck on me like that, though. You feel me? He can't buck on me like that. If he start bucking on me like that right now, to where he going to tell me what he is and ain't going to do and ain't going to go to school, now he can get the fuck out too, because my mama did the same thing to me. And some people just don't understand, it's called tough love. You can't live that boy life, period, point blank. So at some point, if he go out there and do some shit and get locked up, what you going to do is time for him? Them folks ain't going to let you do the time. You think he can go out there and rob somebody and they find out he did it and they say, well, no, we're going to let your daddy do the time for you. Fuck no. He going to do it. Because they know he did it. You can't go up there and just do people time. So at the end of the day, you feel me? You gotta put your foot down, and you got to understand when you got to wash your hands and be like, look, I done did my part. You understand what I'm saying? And that's how it is. You feel me?
Yeah.
All right, bro. Thanks for calling the show, man. Appreciate it, all right? I hope everything works out with him, though. You feel me?
I appreciate it, bro.
All right. Episode 263. K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. It takes a village. That's what we're talking about. You feel me? Sorry I felt the need to talk to the last caller and really drive that point home. You feel what I'm saying? You know, kind of went off subject, but then again, on K100 Radio, when calls like that come through, I will definitely pause and handle that. You feel what I'm saying? Okay, next up, next caller, Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on?
What's going on? Thanks for holding on, being patient.
All right.
Absolutely, positively. So, let's get back to the show. It takes a village. You feel me? Would you let a stranger check your kid in your absence? You know what I'm saying? Maybe even physically discipline them, like maybe a paddling at school. What would you do? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, verbally, of course, you know, if any adult see them doing something that they shouldn't be doing, you can say something. Yeah, paddling at school, hey, we always had that threat growing up now. Anybody else that I may not know physically putting it, because you don't know about them and where their mindset is, so you can't just let anybody physically discipline your kids. But, like, paddling at school, that's cool, and you can always say something, you know, because it's a way you can say any and everything. You ain't got to be yelling and cussing for other folks' kids, so.
Right, exactly. You can't not, and I would definitely not suggest. I don't ever. Anytime I check someone else's kids, I never cuss at them. Never cuss at them. I may yell, I may put the baritone in the voice. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Especially with another male. You feel what I'm saying? You know the deepness in our voice. You know what I'm saying? I put the deep voice on them, and I may yell,
right.
But I never cuss at other people's kids. You feel me? I don't cuss at other people's kids because that's crossing the line. You feel me? That's crossing the line. You don't do that. But you also don't sit here and let a child, we're talking about kids, people. We're talking about children.
Right.
We ain't talking about grown. We're talking about kids. You feel what I'm saying? Kids. All right? You don't let a child jeopardize themselves. You don't let a child jeopardize others. You don't let a child just run around bunctious around you and just act like it's okay. Fuck it. I'm not going to say anything. Why not?
Right.
Why not? Why would you do that? I don't even understand. If I've seen circumstances, you feel me? And this is. I don't want people to understand. This is not like when you in Walmart and then you got you got the chick and she got 2-3 kids, whatever, and they just running around and so acting all loud and crazy and all that right there, and their parent right there. I have a problem. I do have a problem with checking kids in that scenario because they mama them right damn there. So sometimes you be looking like, I know you hit them, you feel me? And sometimes you be like, you know what, they being raised like that, I'm going to let them embarrass her and make an ass of her. Sometimes I know people are like, listen, man, you ain't going to say that shit to them people in Walmart. They be letting their kids do that all the time. I ain't going to front. It be times where I just be sitting there looking at them, and I might just goddamn post about it on Facebook, man. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? That shit don't make no damn sense. And I don't say nothing every time, but in certain scenarios and situations, it'd be hard for me to let it ride, especially when the parent ain't around. Because sometimes I'd be like, you know what, your little motherfucking ass, I mean, you wouldn't do that shit if your mama was here. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right.
I'd be looking at these little asses like, you know, you cutting up, right? And your mom and them, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Come on, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Chill out, man. And I could be anywhere. You know, if I seen them doing some just outlandish stuff, yo, get down. I was at the arcade with my kids a couple of weeks ago, and the little boy was standing on top of the little motorcycle thing. Just wow, this wild ass little motherfucking boy. Just wow, just snatching all on the goddamn thing, trying to pull it out of. I don't know what the fuck he was trying to do. Jumping all up on it, standing up on it with just loud as fuck, and no one saying. I said, hey man. I said, man, hey man, get off that, man. Get off that. And he looked at me, and he looked like, damn, when was somebody gonna tell me to get down? And he got the fuck down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me? And he looked at me like,
they do stuff to get attention, and they want somebody to, because maybe their parents don't care. They want somebody to take the interest in them. You know, they might not be getting enough attention at home. Some kids act out because they looking for attention, and they want to feel like somebody cares. Even if it is a stranger, they want to feel like, well, somebody is concerned. This person going to tell me to get down. And there's some of them some just bad motherfuckers, or maybe they being raised that way. But I've seen kids that do things to get attention, and then when you tell them, hey, don't do that, you know, you need to stop doing that, then they, you know, they like, oh, okay. You know, I was at the hair shop, and it was a little girl, and her mom was under the dryer, so her mama couldn't see her. And at first, I was not going to say nothing because I'm like her mama there. But when I realized the little girl mama couldn't see her because she under the dryer, and she just ripping, running, and ain't nobody saying nothing. So I was like, come here. And I was like, why you running through here like that? I said, now, you know, if your mama could see you, you wouldn't be doing that. She's kind of, you know, like hunched up her shoulders. I said, you know it's hot stuff in here. I said, you could hurt yourself, pull a curling iron down on you, burn somebody else. I said, I need you to go over there and sit down and read a magazine. She said, okay. She went and sat down, read a magazine, and then she came back, and she was like, excuse me. She was like, can you come sit with me? I'm like, no, why does little girl want me to come sit with her? I'm like, okay, her mama. And she just started talking, and when the little girl mama came over there, you know, somebody told her, and she was like, I appreciate, you know, you looking. She was a rare case because some of them will get crazy. But she was like, I appreciate you looking out for her. She know better. She was like, but she said something about she just had another baby, and the little girl been looking for attention, so she been acting, doing certain things because she wants more attention because she got a new little sister, and she feel like she not getting no attention.
I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, sometimes, you know, like I said, man, sometimes, you know, kids be wanting you to say something. You know, you're right. I mean, the little girl just wanted, and she wanted you to sit over. That's the reason why the little girl wanted you to sit over there and talk to her, whatever. I just, my thing is, to me, it's not even about the kids. See, and the whole point of what I said in the post was this. The problem is, you see, people don't check the kids because they don't want to do for the kids. It's the fear of repercussion. It's the parents. It's the parents. Society have made it that way. It's not that it was other parents in there that don't want that, that do not want the little girl to get burned by hot curling irons. You're not the only one in there. You feel what I'm saying? It was other people in there.
Yeah. And all of them was just whispering, like, you see her, da da da. But my thing is, even with that, even if you scared that the parent going to act the fool, because like I said, I was a little leery because I'm like, okay, her mama here. But I realized her mama couldn't see her because there was a wall and she's sitting with her back under the dryer. But my thing is, even if you're not going to say nothing to the child, you know she with her parent. Why everybody sitting around whispering? Somebody be grown enough to go tap on the stroke. Excuse me, your baby running around. I mean, it is a business, if nothing else, in that scenario. But I was just like, you know what? I don't want the little girl to get hurt. Let me go ahead and say something, and I'll deal with her mama if she one of them crazy ones later on.
Right, right. And that's I don't know, man. So do you think it would help us as a people? What about my community that I was telling you about? Do you think that, would you like to live in a community where that's actually the rule of thumb in that community? Like, moving into this place, you know that in this community, you know, people will discipline and check your kids if they need to be checked, and that's the whole point of living here. I said I'd like to just make a community up, a real live community. Like, if you could just build a subdivision somewhere, and that's like just like you got homeowners associations, you know that you got to meet in regulations and rules, you got to keep your grass cut, blah blah blah. Oh yeah, by the way, over here, your kids can get disciplined by somebody else.
Oh yeah, even though my kids are older now, I would still want to live there because, you know, hey, that's how it should be, and that's kind of how it used to be. But see, I grew up in a small town too, and even if it wasn't my neighbors or whatever, I had respect for other adults, and I knew that, okay, this adult, 9 times out of 10, know my family if they don't know them directly. So you had respect. You didn't just be wilding out in the mall cussing and acting fool. You might cuss, but you going to darn sure look around and be like, hold on, let me make sure ain't nobody around. You ain't going to act too much of a fool because you know somebody going to check you, and then they going to get on the phone and call your grandma. Well, my grandma anyway. Ms. Brown, I seen your granddaughter. She was acting a fool. Yeah, I checked her, whatever. You know, I got with her, but I want to let you know because, see, you're going to get it double when you get home.
Right, and that's, like I said, everybody who grew up in big cities, I understand that y'all probably listening to people like me who grew up in small places, you know, small cities and stuff. I understand. My kids are growing up in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's nothing like, I mean, absolutely nothing how I grew up. And I hate it. I hate the fact that my kids growing up in Atlanta. I can't even, for certain reasons, I'm glad they're growing up here. But for a lot of reasons, I hate the fact that how they're growing up, because they're growing up without a sense of neighborhood, without a sense of community,
exactly.
Or without... You feel what I'm saying? Like they don't go out. They can't. I can't tell my kids go outside and play for a couple of hours, and then I see y'all and they come back, you know, and they
right.
You know, they just growing up different. So I understand people in these big cities like Atlanta and New York. They saying, shit, man, you can't let everybody goddamn talk to your kids. The motherfuckers is crazy and blah blah. And you know, you don't know
exactly.
People. You know what I'm saying? But you know what though? I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna get 352. They next. I'm gonna tell you something, man. On my street, we had 1, 2. We had three known crackheads on my street growing up. Three known crackheads. One person with a severe mental problem. He was crazy. Went to Vietnam and went crazy. Was on. He would go off and get off his meds and just go completely ham and have psychotic episodes in the middle of the street and all kind of stuff. This is the street that I grew up on. You feel what I'm saying? Even with those kind of people that we know got issues. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Right.
It didn't matter. Any one of those motherfucking people. All three of the crackheads and the person with the psychological problem, all of them could still tell our motherfucking ass to stop doing some shit. If we was out there doing some shit, we know damn well we ain't have fucking business doing. And they've done it before.
And that's kind of how it was with me growing up.
They still was allowed to tell us, get the fuck down of that goddamn car. Goddamn it. You know, whatever the fuck you doing, stop tearing up Miss Such and Such Street or stop... Whatever the fuck we was doing that we know fuck well we weren't supposed to be doing because we knew. We just was bucking. We bad. You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
You know?
Stop running around somebody's car. You're going to scratch it up. All of that. I mean, my neighborhood was like that,
whatever
too. I mean, we had a drug house on one end. It was a couple crackheads. But even the people that ran the drug house, hey, y'all better get y'all little asses away from that condo or whatever. And it still was... all good, but like I said, I grew up in a small town like you did, so it was different. Because right now, I live in a house. I live in a neighborhood. Ask me, do I know any of my neighbors? Because it's like, it's completely different nowadays than it was back then. I don't know any of my neighbors.
But even if you don't know them, would you still expect for them to... What if your kids...
What if your kids
doing something... I mean, you don't even know your neighbor's name. Okay, we understand
that.
But you don't know who they are, whatever. But if your kids was doing something... And outside of your house, in your yard, and in plain view of the neighbors, you feel what I'm saying? You would still, I would think, would still appreciate the fact that they came over there to put an end to that, to stop that. Even though y'all been living together next to each other and you don't even know who the fuck they are. I would still appreciate somebody who did that for my kids, even if I don't even know who the fuck they is. You feel what I'm saying?
I definitely would. And I've done it. The little girl across the street, and she was outside doing something. I don't know her, don't know her mama, but she was climbing the tree. It looked dangerous. I was like, hey, get down out the tree before you hurt yourself. And her mama kind of looked out the door, threw up her hand, and was like, thank you, and then went on back in the house. So it was because she didn't see it till I was like, hey, you're going to hurt yourself. Get on out that tree or whatever. But I would expect them, my neighbors, even though I don't know their name like that, I would expect for them to do the same thing if my kids was outside, you know, acting a fool or doing something silly.
You'd actually be wrong in expecting it. Because the way society is, they won't do it. That's the bad thing. It takes a village, ladies and gentlemen. That's the whole point. But with our black people, come on, man. I mean, but we got a thousand other issues. It's just one of them. You just got one of them. All right, stand by. Thank you for calling. All right. 352-256. What's popping? Who's this?
It's Commissioner, man. Mr. Game, really checking in with you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm on my rant tonight. The commissioner. Hold on, let me see. Station identification. Episode 263. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's the site. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes in the podcast section in the iTunes store. Just go to podcast, click that button, and then type in search. K100 Radio will pop right up. It's totally free. You can get all episodes of K100 that you miss. When you can't listen to me live, it automatically goes to your iTunes playlist automatically when you load iTunes up in a nice little neat playlist and folder. You can download it, put it on your iPod, iPad, Mac, whatever, PC, whatever, man, and listen to the show after the fact. And it's totally free. It doesn't cost you anything. www.chainlessentertainment.com. That's the parent site. We got a lot of content, music, videos, interviews, affiliates, photos, and then we got a new page that's coming up called Events, where a lot of the artists can go through and check out what's popping with open mics and stuff like that going around the city of Atlanta and other opportunities too. You feel me? So make sure you go to check www.chainlessentertainment.com out. All the way down from the 352 is the homie, the commissioner. Shouts out to the homie. What's going on, man?
Man, we just grinding, man.
Absolutely.
That work, man, putting his muscle down, you know?
I feel you. You know what I'm saying? You got some new music coming. Then you got some new, did you just drop another song? Another single? I know you got the Purify.
Yeah,
you're
man.
The DJ Purify mixtape, right?
Right. I just dropped a single, man, with Blood Raw. Shout out to Blood Raw, man. We dropped a nice one, man, called Don't Fuck With Him.
Right.
I got to get that one to you, man, ASAP.
ASAP, man. Email me that. Well, I played that. Send me that MP3 when we get off.
I'm going to send you that tonight.
Send me that MP3 and I can get it on to the show. All right, let me get to the questions real quick. Let me ask you this, homie. I know Gainesville ain't even that big. You know, I got people all down there. You know, I used to go down there and spend the whole summer down there, man. My aunt seen them down there before
okay.
She died. Yeah, that's my whole family's from.
Man, God bless.
So the salad, any salad? Select. It say select, but it's salad. We say salad. S-A-L-L-E-T. Salad. Select.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's, hey, I tell you, bro, it's Gainesville's a small place, right?
Huh?
But it's everything you need is here, you know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely. I used to go down there, man, spend the summer with my Aunt Amy, man. It was some of the best times of my life, man. I hate she passed, man. But when I grew up, man, I'd go down there and stay the whole summer with my cousins, man. We used to walk up to the In-N-Out Burger. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Boy,
yeah, we had no In-N-Out in Panama City. I used to love to go fuck up them In-N-Out Burgers. You know what I'm saying? I wanted the burger. Every motherfucking day, my cousin. God damn, nigga, eat something else. You know what I'm saying?
What would you know about that, boy?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, boy, you said something then, boy. For real. You was in the hood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we was in the hood, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? But it was my... You know what I'm saying? All right, man, let me ask you a couple of questions. What do you think about what we're talking about? Episode 263, It Takes a Village. I'm trying to get people to understand my point on what I'm talking about tonight. Basically, man, black people, ever since... Really before desegregation, but really segregation... Really, really enhanced the fact that we don't have a sense of our community no more, because now we can live, you know, back when we had to live with each other, we had to use our own bankers and our own, you know, our own movies and our own grocery stores and all that. So we had a better sense of community.
Right.
Ever since desegregation happened, which is one time for Martin, but Malcolm did tell y'all that this is going to be the bad side about desegregation. You feel what I'm saying? Our sense of community, pretty much gone. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much not existing anymore. And what that has done is it makes it now that not only does it break down our money, it makes our black dollar go to everybody else except us now. That's the very, very number one most negative effect. You feel what I'm saying? The Jews spend money with the Jews, chinks, and everybody else spend money with them, but we spend our money with Nike and whoever the fuck else. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right,
and that's
right.
How we don't even give a nigga $5 for a mixtape.
Right.
So, but what that also did was, all right, was stop people from feeling responsible for other people's kids when it didn't used to be like that. So now, people don't even want to check nobody else's kids. Now, it's basically to the point now where you can see somebody's kid doing some shit that's real fucked up, and you gonna sit, and most of the time nowadays, people are like, shit, that ain't my damn child. And that's real, that's all the way, that scenario right there, as long as we keep being like that, black people can never win, it's never gonna work, as long as we feel like all these children and our children, we ain't talking about go pay that nigga child support and feed them, you know, and give them some of your food stamps. We talking about correcting an action, and that don't cost you nothing. You feel what I'm saying? But
right now,
you know, people, nobody's saying shit to their kids. You feel what I'm saying?
That's crazy, man. That's crazy, man. When we come up, man, it wasn't like that, man. You know what I mean?
Right. It really wasn't.
Back in our day, man, anybody tear your ass up.
And that's what I'm saying. You do that. That's the thing. So the first question I asked everybody is, you know, would you let a stranger check your kids in your absence if you ain't around? If you ain't around, you know, but they outside.
Yeah.
Somebody else tell your kid, God damn it, stop doing that. You know, if you know they obviously wrong.
Oh, man, if they in the dead wrong, man, yeah, you can check mine, no doubt about it.
Okay, all right. Have you ever checked?
I ain't one of them parents, you know, shit, don't be talking to my kids, because shit, man, when you ain't around, I mean, what you want to go down, you know what I mean?
Right.
You got to understand that right is right and wrong is wrong. And shit, I ain't got a problem checking anybody's kid. Because one thing about me, I love the kids, but if a kid did fucked up and doing something wrong, then shit, I'm going to act like you're mine. I might not slap the shit out of him, like, you know. But
right.
You feel me? I may give him the look that he'll know that if he was mine, I'd slap the shit out of him.
Right. So you do check other people's kids. If you see somebody, even if you don't know where they is and know where their mom and daddy is, if you see somebody's kid doing some shit, will you check them?
No doubt about it.
Okay. We got a lot of people who feel like this is the number one thing with the show tonight. The reason why the people who feel like they won't do it is not because they don't care about kids or they don't give a fuck if the kid hurt themselves. It ain't that. It be the mamas and dad. Don't nobody want to deal with that one or two is inevitable. That crazy mama or daddy who feel like don't nobody need to be saying shit to my child. And you know they out there. They everywhere. You feel what I'm saying? And that's the reason
man,
why is not doing it. You feel me? Because they don't feel like having to fuck up the mom and daddy. They only want to. So they let the kid fuck up because they worried about what the mom and daddy say. I mean, I don't know. Do you care what the mom and daddy gonna say if the kid is obviously doing some shit wrong? Do you even give a shit at that point what the mom and daddy gonna say? Do you consider it?
No, I don't give a damn about that, because if we worry about that, then we know why the kid doing the shit. You feel me?
Huh? But that's the number one reason that people are saying they don't do it, though. You feel what I'm saying?
But I'm with you. But the point I'm saying is, if you worry about what the parents saying, then you know what you're dealing with. Now you know why the kid fucked up doing what he's doing. Cause, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
that's the point I'm making to you.
Right.
Mom and dad is fucked up, so all he knows is that. You know, if you got to deal with some bullshit like that, and they know they kid in the wrong, then shit, man, they raising a time bomb. You know what I mean?
Exactly. How old are your kids?
Shit, my oldest boy is 13, man.
Let me ask you this: I had a caller that was on the line earlier, and he's going through a lot of things with his teenage son. His son is 16. You feel what I'm saying? And his son, his son in buck season. You feel what I'm saying? He doing whatever he want to do. He actually doing stuff out here in the streets. You know, he going ham in the streets and stuff that actually could lead to his demise. You feel what I'm saying? You know, out here in the streets, 'cause, you know, the streets treacherous out here. You feel me? And what would you do? I know you love your kids, whatever. But if you had a 16-year-old child and everything that you try and do right for them, and everything that you try and do, you know, everything you try to give them the word, you try to guide them right or whatever, would you kick your 16-year-old out?
Would I kick them out?
You kick these, if they just said, fuck it, I ain't, if you take them to school and they say, nah, I'm not even going to school, you feel, I'm just going to buck school, and I ain't going to go to school, and then I ain't going to come home after that, and you know, and you hear about them, they out here doing this all kind of crazy stuff in the streets, and then they won't even go to school, or just basically, you know, just basically telling you, you know, fuck you, because I know you told me to go to school and you dropped me off at school, but I'm not going anyway, and I'm just not going to listen to what you're saying. Would you kick your 16-year-old out?
Boy, that's a good one, boy. That's a good one, cause you know, you love your children so much, it'd be hard to put them out. But shit, it sounds like he begging to get put out too. So that's a hard one, man. You know, you're going to have something that's going to do it and something that ain't. But as far as me, I just couldn't imagine me having a 16-year-old that'd drive me like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to really get my answer, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
I got a 13-year-old, right, that he shows signs that he think he growing up and, you know, shit like that. But, man, at the end of the day, I feel like if he get to that point, man, I don't even know how I respond to tell you the truth. I know he old enough to take a real ass whooping at 16, though.
Yeah, that's also true. That's also, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, that's at 16, and, you know, it was a status on Facebook not too long ago, and I was like, you know, I fight a kid, you feel me? And when I say kid, I mean a male that's goddamn, you know,
right.
6 feet,
right.
You know, 185
or better.
Because, you know,
he can really give you a 17
punch to you. He can actually knock you out, nigga, if you get lucky, you know what I'm saying? So,
damn,
you know, it's like,
right.
He's a kid, but technically he's not. So I felt like I asked because I wanted to get in someone else's opinion, because I feel, and I think my opinion, I said it and I was trying to see, was I being biased, because I got kicked out of my house at 15. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what? Listen. I'm going to keep it so 100, my nigga. I was going to tell you some shit. Shit, I was out the house at 14. So
right.
I ain't want to just, I don't know if we got the young listeners in here listening. I ain't want to sound biased as hell. You get what I'm saying? But, you know, I was raised by my mama. You know what I mean? And at the time, I just had all kinds of shit going on, man. You know what I mean? So I kind of see it from both sides. But at the end of the day, everybody ain't going to have a story like me and you, because, you know, we overcame that and ain't end up too fucked up. You know, nowadays at 14, you get put out the house or whatever. It's a whole different environment. It was bad when we was out there, but now it's just like, shit, man, it's a lose-lose situation for these jitterbugs. Nah, bro.
Yeah, true. You know what I'm saying? And I also, I took that into consideration, too. I gave my advice, you feel me, and I said what I said, but I did take that into consideration, too. I did sit and think about that, and I thought, and I was like, damn, man, you know, but at the end of the day, man, I feel like, look, it's a sink or swim thing, man. You gotta have to put them out there and let them know, man, this shit is real out here. And the only way some kids can understand and learn that is to be put in the middle of the shit. You feel what I'm saying? And really,
yep,
just it's something. And hopefully, they really don't drown, and they ain't so goddamn headstrong that they literally drown before they say, "Goddamn it, okay, give me that vest, goddamn."
Yeah,
I'm sinking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what you hope.
That's what you hope. But it's funny you say that, man, because I was talking to Big CJ about my son just last night, bro. You know, progress reports came out yesterday, and the nigga disappointed me. You feel me?
Right.
Like, really, dog. It's like you know what I mean?
Right.
The nigga disappointed me, dog. So, to keep it 100, which when we was talking about it, CJ, you know, CJ got sons, too. But CJ was just telling me, you know, I asked the nigga what his opinion was. You feel me? Because you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't, you know how you said take a village? Shit, I'm a real nigga. Sometimes it's good to talk to a nigga older than you that done been through this shit before, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I was talking to the nigga, and he said, you know what, man? He said, Commission, I'm going to tell you some real shit. He said, you can try to catch them all the time you want to. He said, but sometime, one time or another, when they get into this age, you got to let them fall and hit their goddamn head. He said, some people, until blood come out their damn head, they never recover.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So we try to protect them and do all that, but sometimes, bro, you got to let them fall.
Yeah.
You got to let them fall and let them know, okay, I understand.
Right. Yeah. Right, right. And still be there when they reach back. You know what I'm saying?
When they reach back, be there.
But you got to let them goddamn, you gotta let them go out there and let that water goddamn, let them suck in a couple of goddamn, a couple of gulps of water. You feel what I'm saying? Feel like they about to choke, about to go, and they're going to wave that flag like, goddamn, daddy, can you? Okay, here. You know what I'm saying? It's your only shit stink. But I had to let you damn near drown. And I had to let you drown. I don't, and I know people saying that, oh yeah, well it ain't your child. Well, I honestly feel like even though my kids are still young, I feel like I'm still gonna be that same dude when they get to be that age. And I just feel like, well, my mama did it to me, goddamn it, and I made it, and I'm gonna do it to mine if they try me like that. If my kids try me like I tried my mama, I'm gonna kick them the fuck out. I tried the hell out my mama and she kicked me the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
She
kicked me the fuck out. Period. And that was it. And I was gone.
Hey, me.
Nope.
And me too, bro. I was blessed to really graduate high school. You know what I mean?
Me coming up, I
was blessed, bro. When I graduated, I was living with some niggas that was going to UF.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I was living with a bunch of college students, man, and I'm really just a blessing to be, really, my nigga. A lot of niggas wanted to do the ride I did and made it. Sometimes I look back and don't know how the fuck I made it.
Yeah, we got similar.
You know what I'm saying?
Got similar stories, man. Thanks for calling in to the show, man. I really appreciate it, man. Appreciate the support. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Man,
y'all
dog,
give... I'm
going to do that, bro. I'm going to do that, bro, man. K100, nigga, I'm with you all the way, man. Be safe, man. All
right. The commissioner, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Take care, bro. All
right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. We're coming up to the close of the show. Hold on. I think somebody hit the number one again. They wanted to talk. Velma?
Sorry. I hung up a mistake, and I logged back in.
I thought you came back up to this side of the screen, so I thought you wanted to say something else. All right.
Oh, no. I'm good.
So, ladies and gentlemen, episode 263. It takes a village. We talked to a lot of people tonight, man. You feel me? About what I'm talking about on the show tonight. You know, people, you got to understand that K100... Although our number one core mission is, you know what I'm saying, breaking new music, you feel what I'm saying, and giving artists a platform, you feel what I'm saying, to get the music heard. That is like the goal, one of the top goals. But also, this really is a community service project. This really is about, you know, talking to people and giving people game and giving people, you know, situations, opportunities to have some straight blunt talk about real life shit that really matter. You feel what I'm saying? You know, we had a call in and just ask us some real live opinion about, you know, what do you think he should do and how he should handle a situation with his teenage son. You feel what I'm saying? That calls like that is really my whole point of really doing these kind of shows with K100. We had the fun shows where we kind of come on here and we just talk shit, you know what I mean? And everybody's just kind of, you know, we go in. Maybe it might be about sex or something. And that's it's not really serving a true purpose, but entertainment to have fun. You feel what I'm saying? And we go in. We talk about stuff like that, but some shows like this right here, is really a high priority for me too with K100 Internet Radio. It's to get people talking about shit that we don't need to talk about, but we need to talk about. You feel what I'm saying? For real. That's why I get so angry when I do shows and I talk about politics, especially modern politics. As much as politics affects people, you know, it'd be some of the lowest rated shows that I do. When I do a show talking about politics and stuff like that, about what's really going on in the world events, current affairs. It's like, yeah, people understand. They just want to call and check out the music shows, but this is a movement. You feel what I'm saying? And it's about giving a platform for the indie artists, but it's also about knowledge and passing on, you know, knowledge and stuff. You feel me? And trying to help people understand. Maybe they don't have people to just sit around and talk to. You got people calling from all across the country, and maybe they don't have anyone that could just give it to them blunt and raw in a plain voice. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I want to give them here, outside of the indie music. I want to give them a place where they can call and be like, yo, you talking about this? Yo, I had the same shit happen to me. What do you think? Or I'm going to ask you questions, and you give me your opinion about it. You feel what I'm saying? That's one of the core missions of K100 Internet Radio. You feel me? That's what my logo is, a middle finger. All right? Fuck censorship. Fuck the powers that be. You call in, and you tell us what the fuck you think, and we talk about the shit that we're talking about in our regular conversation. Just like the commissioner just said, sometimes you have to ask somebody else, you know what I'm saying, that's been through that or whatever. Well, maybe we have somebody on the phone that's been through something when they're calling on the lines. You feel me? We had one girl on one show, you know, she was suicidal. And she called K100. You know what I'm saying? And she just needed to talk. And, man, that right there, I don't even know if the girl didn't commit suicide because of that or if she, whatever. She's never called my show again or whatever ever since then. You feel me? But in that moment, in that instance, that made the whole reason why I even started the show come full circle. In that one instance, if it was just that one person, you feel what I'm saying? And that's what the show is about, man. You feel me? And we like to laugh and talk shit. And I got the gunshots and the sound effects and all that. It's entertainment, but still, at the end of the day, I want you to really think about what I'm saying. And this is one of them shows where I'm like, look, man, it takes a village. All right, you gotta understand. We can't. Parents can only do so much, but especially with me being a black male, I feel like with my other black males listening on the show, I really feel like we gotta. Somewhat of a responsibility, man. When we see a young black male out here, man, and they just wilding the fuck out, you know what I'm saying? And they just doing the most, you know what I'm saying? Check that little nigga, man. You feel what I'm saying? Fuck what his mama might say or what his daddy might say. He might be acting like that because his dad ain't his motherfucking life anyway. And even if he is, maybe he would appreciate the fact that you goddamn tighten his little ass up real quick because he wasn't around to do it for you. You feel what I'm saying? And if everybody did that, you wouldn't have 13-year-olds walking through the mall cussing people out and doing all this outlandish motherfucking shit that they doing. Because they wouldn't do it if their mom and daddy was there, but now they don't feel like, but now they would have that sense of, we can't do that anywhere. Because anybody might say something. Back in the day, you ain't have packs of niggas running around, young niggas running around, wilding the fuck out, cussing people out and all that. What? Because it could have been the butcher, the mailman, the nigga at the shoe shop. Nigga, somebody going to come see about your ass. It wasn't just mom and daddy. The whole community was watching you. But we don't have that anymore now. You feel me? I would like to get back to that point. It's really hard. I don't think we ever will. With segregation, you know what I'm saying, being broken down, and we mixed in everything. We don't have that same sense of community because now money is more important than community at this point. You feel what I'm saying? Our individual wealth and our individual material things far outweigh and far trump the sense of community. And we don't have that anymore as black people. You feel me? And so with a lot of our black men being in and out the system or just not being there for their kids or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? It causes an imbalance. And now we've got a cycle that has started to repeat where young dudes feel like they got to join a gang or anything like that, you feel me, to prove something or whatever, where and nobody can tell them what the fuck to do, not even my goddamn mama. Don't nobody. And then you even got parents who feel like, don't nobody need to talk to my child but me. That is just ridiculousness right there, all the way around. You feel what I'm saying? And so, man, I think that I really think that we've got to, I'm not saying going around just jacking up people's kids and shit and going around cussing little bad motherfuckers out, because I be wanting to cuss their little asses off too. But I don't cuss them out, but I do sternly tell them, sit down. What are you doing? Come here. Where your mama? You know, I don't know. Your mama here? She ain't. What you? Hey, man, don't do that. Your mama ain't here. Don't do that, but I'm going to tell you not to do that. You feel me? Especially with small young kids, especially with black males, all right? We need eyes on the streets with our black males. Eyes on the streets, eyes in the hood. All right? Two sets of eyes or four of their mom and daddy together ain't going to work. Need more than that. More than the teacher. All right? The neighbor around the corner that see you out here goddamn doing some shit. Hey, man. Hey, don't do that. Stop. It's small, but if you start to do it, you know what I'm saying? If we start to just kind of head in that direction, I personally think we'd be better for it. It'll help us as a people. Our people would do better. We would be better. This can't have a negative effect. This is my whole point. What I'm telling y'all tonight, I can't see it backfiring and something else happens. You know what I'm saying? You know? Unless you check somebody's kid and then somebody gets fucking mad about it and then y'all get to arguing and then motherfuckers get to fighting and then somebody pull a gun. But at that point, that's what I'm suggesting is not what started that. Your dumbass being a motherfucking ignorant motherfucker want to fight just because somebody said something to your goddamn badass kid. You the catalyst for that. Not what I'm trying to do here at K100. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? hold on a second. Bless y'all. You want to say something else?
Yeah, man. What I want to say is, man, this movie's all over the world, man. Like, this K100 radio show is a very good movie, man, because you don't got too many black males that really care. How many people in this world right now a platform for underground rappers to do what they want to do to get that shine? You don't got too many people like that no more, man. So basically, what I'm trying to say is, I support K100 and I support the movement, man. Anything I can do to be part of that movement, man, I'm gonna do it, man. Cause we need more people like Grizzum, other people like that in the world, man. We need that, man. We need to stand up, and I truly believe that it's gonna go back to that because history repeats itself. 360 degrees, history do repeat itself.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
I got young cats that 14 that I talk to. I feel like I'm talking to a grown man.
Right.
Because the way they were raised, it gonna go back, man. I don't know. I'll be allowed to see it, but it gonna go back, man. Like I said, man. Big up to Blizzom K100, man.
And absolutely.
I'm a supporter and a fan, man.
Absolutely, bro. I appreciate all your support, too, man. You always call into the show, especially for the Illa Kills and stuff, man, and give your votes and stuff, man. And so, you know, at the end of the day, K100 will only grow as large as the artists that support the show and get played on the show support it, and the people that support it. You feel what I'm saying? And like I said, man, I know we do a lot of music shows now because we got the Illa Kills and stuff going on. You feel what me? But at the end of the day, you know, that's part of the mission here at K100 is breaking, helping new artists, you know, get heard all over, and you know, giving some exposure to them and giving them another way to just get their music out. You feel me? And get it critiqued by other ears. But again, what we really want to do is nation build. You know what I'm saying? Message. Nation build. That's my slide. This is my slick way of doing it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You lure them in with the comedy and then, bow, you feed them the truth. Right. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. www.chainlessentertainment.com. Make sure you go check out the site. And please make sure you subscribe to the podcast. That just really helps our numbers because then it automatically downloads the shows for you. You feel what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about that. You know what I mean? So, man, I really appreciate you guys for tuning in to the show, man, for episode 263. You know what I mean? Really, 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 really appreciate you guys tuning in to the show. All right? I think I'm going to go ahead and end the show with a song. What I want to play? What could I ride out to? I already played one song that kind of fit what we was talking about. I don't know. What else can I play, ladies and gentlemen? I wish I had that Commissioner song with him and Blood. I would have played that. That would have been hot because he was on the phone lines. But I don't have it, Commissioner. Get it to me. All right. I ride out to one of my tracks. I'll let you guys bump this just for the podcast of people listening. I guess something that has a sense of community to it. I don't know. This one kind of has a sense of community to it. This is for y'all. By yours truly, featuring TQ. Holla at your boy, man. Then we'll end the show on this note, man. But, hey, man, you see a kid out there? Check them, man. Don't let them kids be bad and shit just because it ain't your kid. Maybe they ain't got no parents. Maybe their parents are fucked up. And you might be the one that saved their ass. You feel what I'm saying? Maybe their parents, maybe they don't got good parents. Don't cost you nothing. You know what I mean? Do that. Blizzom, this is for y'all. And then we out of here. This on everything I love right here, man. This song so heartfelt, it's so moving, man. It's so me, but it's so you. Cause I know you go through what I go through. Yeah, my hood to yours, man. Let's go.
Some of us don't live long. On the show, trying to make it all. Just so they can move on. Some of us are done until they get gone. Homie, we all we got. You're lonely. Can you see the change? You're lost for them to wait. I miss my folks, it's true. One locked up, then the one still in. Hey, hey. Get what you came from. See my homie ride.
at the back of his mind. They plotting while they watching him grind. Do your thing, young cheese. But won't you take some game from me? They get you slipping, you'll be missing, probably dead in the streets. We done lost so many soldiers to the game. Nowadays it's kinda like a rite of passage, that's a shame. It's like a war zone where we live. So fuck our record, George Bush, we over here getting our caps peeled. On every brother getting killed by the cops trapped up in the system. I hope the dirty bastards drop. This one for my long lost partners. I smile when I think about you. Somehow we moving on without you, but I still miss you.
Some of us will live long.
Even harder trying to hold back the tears about to choke. I miss my folk, and can't nobody comfort your pain. When you relive it every time you hear their name, reminiscing on your long lost family and friends. I guess the game really ain't so glamorous up in the end. Grab my paper and my pen to let you know that you'll suffer alone. I know you're hurting, man, but life goes on. Still reason, it's the reason that I made it and they didn't. I know my people feel me, this is ghetto living. See through my vision, this is glisten. Kill my body, let my spirit roam free. But does heaven have a place for me? In due time, we'll see.
Hard living, got a name, but that's gone. Growing up in American life, pushing, pushing on.
When I lick up, we going on backwards, man. Our problems getting bigger. I miss my niggas, and that's on everything.